Child rights actors call for innovation to address the persisting abuses against children amid its concern about internet-driven sexual abuse that is said to be on the increase. The call comes during the third child-focused research symposium organized by Makerere University-based Afri Child Center. The symposium that has brought together stakeholders from academia, civil society and the government aims at ensuring that programs aimed at addressing violations against children are evidence-based. In her keynote address, Professor Jenny Knoll from the University of Rochester in New York expressed concern about the unending sexual violence against children.
What we're beginning to understand, though, is that the internet is a new way that exploited people are getting access to our kids. They're learning how to spot vulnerable kids. They're using AI to attract kids to dangerous websites and to lure kids offline into sexual exploitation. We need to get ahead of this. Parents need to understand that by giving kids access to the internet, they also have to give them the ability, the knowledge to say no, to know when they're being exploited, to get help when they're in over their heads, so that it doesn't become a problem for families, that they're not invulnerable to the outside influences that can come into their lives through the internet, through their cell phones.
And the executive director of Afri Child Center, Timothy Opobo, explains why evidence-based children focused interventions is the best approach to tackle the unending abuse.
We still have a high school dropout rate in Uganda. It's about 68%, which means that of every 10 children who start P1, only 3 of them also actually finish primary school. We have a high school dropout rate. We have the problem of child marriage. Almost 45% of our girls are suffering from this issue of teenage pregnancy. So that is another major issue. But now, with this new internet environment, where children are now having access to mobile phones, to social media, children are also facing the risk of exploitation.